Good morning. It is 8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this Wednesday. And joining us this morning, a local author has written a book. The book is entitled Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. And a local author by the name of Linda Maurer joining us this morning. Linda, good morning. How are you today?
Just fine. Thank you. And how are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So, well, let's talk about this. Is there some point in your life that it's like, you know, someday I'm going to be an author? Was it a sudden thing? Or where did this come from within you?
A few years ago, after I became an empty nester, I was at a rural crossroads, and I decided to go back to school. And I went for my master's degree in Bible and theology at Lincoln Christian University. And as my capstone project, I wrote the Bible study, Jesus' Words. And it was inspired by a class that I took called Sermon on the Mount and Beyond. And I was very intrigued with his words and learning more in depth, Jesus' words, and learning more in depth. And I just kept getting this nudging, I guess, that they're so very important to us today. And so I was, after my capstone project, I was encouraged by my mentor to try to get it published.
So. Wow. Okay. And eventually that did happen. Talk a little bit about your degree, your master's from Lincoln Christian University, Bible and theology. Is it about the Word of God, or is it more along the lines of history of the Bible and theology, or what?
It is a combo of both.
Okay.
I learned throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it is all connected. You know, many times people feel that the Old Testament doesn't pertain to us anymore because it's old, ancient. Well, it does, because there's a real pattern throughout, from Genesis to Revelation, showing Jesus is coming, and he is our Savior, and then Revelation when he comes back, and it's all foretold in the Old Testament. So it was kind of a combo of both. It was the history of the Bible and of the Israelites and Jesus's time, and then on to down the road.
You know, it's really interesting because the history of it in itself, whatever your religious affiliation, mm-hmm. even the history of it is really, there's some really, really interesting things you learn about, you know, human history within.
Yes.
Yeah, really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Linda Maurer is our guest this morning. She's an author of the Word, Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. Well, let's talk about the book itself. The paper you wrote initially and then the book, kind of where did it, you talked about your inspiration, but kind of talk about the whole process and how it came about.
At the end of the completion of a degree, we needed to do a capstone project. And so I struggled with different ideas for it. And then, like I said, this really touched my heart that it's so important today. And so for 8 weeks, that's all I did, about 8 hours a day, was the study and the put together. And it was supposed to be a 35 to 45 page paper. And it turned out to be an 88-page book. And my mentor was wonderful about the whole thing, and his words to me all the time was, "Keep going, Linda. Keep going, Linda." So it was a long process, but it was definitely well worth it.
So something you could not have done if you weren't an empty nester. You almost would not have had the time. Right?
I wouldn't have had the time.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
because it was a good 8 hours a day for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, with the study and, oh, yes, the process.
We'll talk about some of the content in the book for somebody that's interested and what it might be about.
Okay, what I do is at the beginning I talk about why I feel the sermon is so important to us today. And then I take the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes, which is the beginning, and those are the blessed are the. And I took two chapters for those because those are incredibly important, and then went through basically verse by verse. And when I got to the Lord's Prayer, which is another incredibly important area, I took two chapters for that and really broke it down. I went with the angle of Jesus looks at the heart, our hearts. In the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking about where our hearts are, when we are obeying these commands, for lack of a better word. And so that's the kind of the angle that I went at with it.
Mm-hmm. Linda Maurer is a local author. Her book, Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. Really, really interesting. So, you know, in a lot of ways, just kind of lessons on that the Sermon on the Mount is really what it comes down to. And, and kind of breaking it down. You know, it's interesting you talked about, you know, whether it's the Lord's Prayer or some of the just the interpretation over the years of the Bible. There's sometimes, depending on what church you go on, there's a little different word here or there, and that's really interesting. Do you get into any of that, of the interpretation from a maybe a particular religion or sect point of view, or
I try to take as much outside information as well. I studied several different translations of the Bible. So, yeah, the wording is a little bit different, and I spoke about that a few times. But my feeling was the wording might be a little bit different, and that might throw people off, but the message is still the same.
Right.
And so that's what I tried to emphasize is, you know, don't worry about this word or that word. Look at the whole message.
Yeah. Linda Maurer, local author. And so it took you obviously a little while, and you came up, like you said, it was supposed to be, what, 35-page paper and turns into an 88-page book. So was it, by the time you were finished for your capstone project, was it that long at that point, or just what you'd done? Okay. So, wow. I hope you got an A. Hope they that's what got you your master's, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I kept emailing my professor, and I kept saying, you know, I'm at page 50 and I still have so much to go. Keep going, Linda. Okay, I'm at page 65. Keep going, Linda. So he, you know, really encouraged me the whole way to keep going. And at the end, he said, I knew it was going to be a long one because you picked a really not tough subject, but
expansive, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. You want to try to do as full of research as you can. You don't want to cut anything out, I guess.
Yeah, you can't do the bibliography version of it. There's just way too much information. Right?
There is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talk about where the book is available if somebody's interested.
Locally, it's at Wordsmith Bookshop and Brighter Life as well. So, and I encourage people to shop locally.
Absolutely.
Where I'd like them to go.
Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount, a book by Linda Maurer, and it's just a really interesting process how it started. So when you got to the point, you said your mentor kind of was looking at this like, you know what, this needs to be published. This needs to be a book. Mm-hmm. What was, so when you were told that, was immediately like, okay, yeah, what do we, and then what's the whole process with that? How did that all come about?
Well, that blew me away because he told me that he said, I've done a lot of Bible studies, you know, in my career. He goes, and it was one of the best. And I about fell off the chair because I was like, you know, that for him to tell me that really meant a lot to me. And so he's like, I would try to get it published. And I was like, okay, well.
So where do we go from here, right?
Yeah, where do I go from here? So I did lots of praying. Because it's not something you just jump into. And I looked at several different options, and I chose to go to self-publishing because through that I have total control of my book. And my concern was I put my heart and soul into this book, and I didn't want somebody to go in and say, oh, we got to change this, we got to change that. So I went the self-publishing route.
Yeah, you already did all the editing. You didn't need somebody else to edit that didn't know what you were talking about, right?
Right. That was my fear. And I went through a Christian publisher. So, you know, they understood, you know, the content and where we were going and stuff like that. So
the book is Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. The author is Linda Maurer, joining us here this morning. And again, Wordsmith Bookshop, Brighter Life Bookshop. It's available at both those places. So when did you actually get this thing published?
It came out March 1st.
Okay, so it's pretty recent then.
Yeah.
So I know you've done at least one signing so far, right?
I did two of them at Brighter Life.
Okay, yes. Very good. Do you have any others coming up at any point? Or?
Not at this time.
Okay.
But I'm not ruling that out. So we do have the holidays coming.
But I say, what if somebody wants an autographed copy? Then what do they do?
I could, if they choose to, I could leave autographed copies at the two stores Wordsmith and Brighter Life.
Oh,
I mean, that's
go.
An option.
Yeah, there you go. Well, again, like you said, Christmas time's coming. Would make a great Christmas gift for somebody. Or if you're just interested in reading, interested in history, interested in religion, interested in in the Bible itself, it sounds like a really, really outstanding read. How many pages?
88.
So it's a fairly quick read as well.
Yeah.
But it's probably one that you're going to have to read more than once to kind of absorb, I'm guessing.
And it's a Bible study, so there's going to be questions throughout to answer. And there's questions at the back of the book. Right now I'm doing a Bible study with the ladies at Gerlach Christian Church, and we have some really wonderful discussions because we get into, answering the questions and views and stuff. And it's so I would you can definitely do it by yourself. That's not a problem. But to do it with a group of people in a study, you get so many different ideas and views, and they've made me think, about different things. I'm like, oh, I never looked at it that way. So you definitely learn a lot.
Yeah, that's actually a really great idea to get get different different opinions formed on what people have read or different. Yeah, that's a really really great idea.
And where they're at in their lives,
right?
Because I've read the Bible, I can't tell you how many times, and still to this day, I'll read it and something will speak to me, and I'm like, did I read that before? And I had, but it just spoke to me that day. So it's neat to get where people are at in their lives and how it's speaking to them.
Linda Maurer, the author of the book, Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. Again, you can find it at the Brighter Life Bookshop here in Galesburg, Wordsmith Bookshop as well. And, Linda, congratulations. It's a really cool thing that you were able to do this. Like I said, I'm guessing you, when your mentor says, your professor says, you need to get this published. What? That was probably the furthest thing from your mind.
Actually,
you're just trying to get this done to get your master's degree completed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I was really, really touched when he said that because he was my mentor through the whole 2 years I was in school. And I really came to appreciate his wisdom and encouragement. So when he told me that at the end of the year, I was just blown away because it was like to come from him was like, wow.
Yeah, well, that's a really cool thing. Again, the book available at both Brighter Life Bookshops and Wordsmith Bookshops here in Galesburg. Linda Maurer, the author, Jesus' Words, The Sermon on the Mount. Linda, thanks so much for taking the time. And congratulations, too. This is a really neat thing that you've been able to do this.
Well, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to be here, and I truly appreciate you taking the time.